It's the Sunday Grill. You are listening to Beat, and there's really only one story that we can talk about this week. I went to bed early on Monday night and I woke up to my social media feed filled with people talking about Brooklyn Beckham. And I just kept thinking, what has he done? I won't actually look now. I'll keep reading these, see if I can get a hint. When I finally went on to his stories, talk about being mind blown. But it's very sad as well and very confusing. And there's been so much talk about family fallouts over the last couple of years. There seems to be almost a trend of dropping family members if you feel you need to. Well, Dearon Goff is a family therapist from Lighthouse Psychology in Waterford, and she joins us to talk us through family fallouts. Why do they happen and how can you deal with it? And is there a better way? You're very welcome, Dearon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Wow, your professional side of life must have lit up on Monday night, didn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it was crazy. Social media has really just taken the story and ran.
Part of me feels it's the fact that we all think we know the Beckhams, but also I think in a little way it might resonate with a lot of people, that idea of if a family member, you know, thwarts you so much, if that was a friend, you would just drop that person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really interesting, the dynamics between familial relationships and then other relationships such as romantic relationships or friendships. It's really difficult to try and navigate the differences between those.
Yeah. And people seem to be taking a side on this issue, either Victoria's side, it's always the woman we blame, isn't it? Or Brooklyn's side. But there are two sides and two views to every story, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, there's oftentimes more than two sides.
Yeah, that is so
true. Usually there are multiple layers of truth. Because we consume pop culture, I think naturally we pick sides based on our own allegiances, which means that, you know, high profile celebrities like the Beckhams face that added pressure of a public jury.
And in your opinion, what would be the best thing for the Beckhams to do now on their side?
Oh, it's really tough because, again, everything is being dissected by so many people with mm-hmm. so many different opinions, and it's become a real echo chamber, I feel. And that echo chamber can often make reconciliation nearly impossible because the narrative has truly taken a life of its own. And with that means that, you know, it's moving faster than the people involved can actually heal from.
It's moving faster than the people can heal from. And that's probably, that is a really unusual phenomenon. Like, not many people would experience that. So many people having opinions.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, usually we all have family friction, I'm sure, to some degree, not necessarily to the same degree as the Beckhams, but to some degree. The only difference here is that the Beckhams don't have the luxury of low stakes mistakes. So while most families can argue behind closed doors, the Beckhams' laundry is truly being aired on a global stage at the moment.
What do you mean by low stakes mistakes? That's an interesting term.
Well, I suppose there isn't necessarily anything that can be done here that isn't going to be
analyzed, exemplified,
okay, or analyzed. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exaggerated. You know, something is done, but as it goes, it's almost like Chinese whispers, where every time the story is being retold, there's going to be more things added to it.
Oh, and I've heard so many versions of what Brooklyn actually said, because we all interpret things so differently, don't we? So I've heard journalists actually pick up on what even presenters are saying to them, saying, no, that's not actually what he said. That's how you've interpreted it.
Exactly, exactly. And like I mentioned, we've all experienced family conflict and friction to some degree. So we're all going to be slightly biased in how we interpret the information that we're seeing.
I'd say if you were a friend of Brooklyn Beckham's, what would be your advice for a friend? Is it listen and don't comment, or back him up completely?
Oh, if we were a friend of Brooklyn Beckham's.
Yes, yes.
That is.
Would you be like, cop on and go and talk to your parents? Or would it be more about having empathy? Because I feel very sorry for him. He feel like he seems very, what's the word? Like he does seem that he's a lone fish almost. You know, there's been so many stories about how it's him and Nicole, and allegedly her parents don't get on very well with him. And he just seems like quite alone at the moment, and no one to say to him, are you okay?
It's really, really difficult. And I suppose if we're focusing on what Brooklyn could do to repair the relationship with his family, I suppose even in taking that stance, it's almost taking a side. So I suppose you have to look at the whole piece, because even if Brooklyn was to do something like, you know, try sit down and have a talk with them, the other side would have to be open. So really, both sides mm-hmm. would need a huge amount of communication, self-awareness and empathy.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay to fall out with your family members? Again, we'll go back to what we were talking about at the start. If a friend slighted you in a way that you felt was unacceptable, the end degree would be to end that relationship with a friend if communication breaks down. We don't seem to be able to do that with family members. But is it okay sometimes to say, I'm done, I'm out of here?
I think that's a really, really complicated answer question to answer, because it really depends on what's going on within the relationship and also what's going on with the individuals. Okay. Again, like I said at the beginning, I suppose with family relationships, you know, we have that emphasis of traditional family loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to, I suppose, pull that apart at the end of the day, we're all humans, despite whatever relationship is there. So it's really difficult to say what the right or true thing to do is.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's an example of your lived experience is your lived experience. I think people can be quite shocked if they hear that you mightn't be talking to a family member, but your experience is your experience and how you deal with it. Would that be right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, sometimes people do have to take space from a family member or family members. That doesn't always mean that it's always going to be the way either. There can be a possibility for reconciliation, but again, it depends not just on the individual who has set that boundary, but also on the other family members and their willingness to be vulnerable.
Yes, because I suppose even in the Beckham's case, that I think it was 10 pages of a story. I'm sure that has changed on the Victoria and David side. That has made them think differently as well. It would take a lot to come back from that amount of accusations. Really embarrassing things like the whole dancing and stuff like that. Like that's really airing your dirty laundry, isn't it?
It really is. It's, and like that, you know, everything that we're seeing is just one side. And I'm not saying that that one is true or the other side is true. Mm-hmm. It really is multiple layers of truth here.
Yes. And is communication key in that then, Darren?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, communication, self-awareness and empathy are just huge when it comes to any relationship, not just between family members.
That's an interesting one. We hear a lot about communications and empathy, but self-awareness, what do you mean? Being not just thinking of your side and how you feel?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I think that's because we're living in a world that really celebrates being right.
Yes.
So I think with self-awareness, the most powerful thing that we can do is occasionally admit that we are wrong. It's what we would call ego checking, and it creates a recipe for growth rather than resentment.
Okay. Oh, there's a few people, including a certain person in America, and it's not Brooklyn Beckham, who could learn a bit of self-awareness, couldn't they? It's a social media age, Darren, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yes. So I don't think that is great for these sort of situations, airing all your feelings when you have 16 million followers. But thank you so much for talking to me and breaking that down. That is Darren Goff, and she is a family therapist from Lighthouse Psychology in Waterford. And you can check them out on lighthousepsychology.ie. Darren, thanks a million and have a lovely Sunday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.